10, a severe thunderstorm was located near Woodville, or 17 miles east of River Falls, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Expected hazards include ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. This is a radar indicated threat. The following impacts are expected: people and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Duran, Elmwood, O'Galley, Plum City, Weston, Arkansas, Porcupine, and Ella. Seek shelter inside a well-built structure and stay away from windows. The storm is capable of producing damaging winds and large hail. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:45 p.m. for the following counties in Wisconsin: Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light. Kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get off in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. My ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy. Front seat. I'm so with you to the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has set a new timeline for any potential U.S. action on Iran, which continues to exchange missile attacks with Israel. The White House says the president will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
ABC's Mary Bruce. A newer COVID-19 variant may be causing severe sore throat in some people who contract the infection. It's been nicknamed as some by razor blade throat. Former President Joe Biden, who signed the Juneteenth holiday into law, is in Galveston, Texas for a Juneteenth evening service hosted by Reedy Chapel AME Church. President Trump today complaining on social media there are too many non-working holidays in America. This is ABC News. Concern is growing on the Korean Peninsula after North Korea launched more than a dozen rockets. South Korea's Ministry of Defense says North Korea fired the rockets from an area just north of Pyongyang into the Yellow Sea this morning. U.S. and South Korean intelligence officials are analyzing the launches. North Korea is banned by U.N. Security Council resolutions from using ballistic missiles. It's the latest in a series of incidents for SpaceX. Its Starship rocket exploding in a Texas during a test.
SpaceX posting on X, the Starship preparing for the 10th flight test experienced a major anomaly while on a test stand. And all personnel are safe and accounted for. The Starship is crucial to SpaceX plans to eventually send humans to Mars. For his part, SpaceX owner Elon Musk posting on X, his social media website, quote, just a scratch. Zoreen Shah, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows upper 60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend, steamy highs in the mid-90s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Behold in heaven in my arms. stars above. That I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tracy Bird, Holden Heaven, 810. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's bring you up to date on the latest in the weather. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Dunn County, eastern Pepin County, eastern Pierce County until 8:45. Severe thunderstorms are located near Woodville, moving southeast at 35 miles an hour. Radar indicating ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Locations impacted will include Durand, Elmwood, Galley, Plum City, Weston, Arkansas, Porcupine, and Ella. As we take a look at Weather Service radar, that main storm that they're concerned about is beginning to cross into Pierce County, just to the northwest of Elmwood is really where it's at. We're also starting to see some circulation in that storm as well, and we're going to have to kind of keep an eye on that. There could be another warning. Those of you in northeastern Pierce County, right around the Elmwood area, right along the Pierce County, Dunn County line, you definitely want to take cover right now. Those of you in O'Galley and those of us here in Durand, we still have a little bit of time. Plum City, you still have a little bit of time as well before the storm would actually reach us. Right around Elmwood, you definitely need to take cover right now. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for southwestern Dunn County, eastern Pepin County, eastern Pierce County until 8:45. Ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts have been indicated by radar. Locations impacted include Durand, Elmwood, O'Galley, Plum City, Weston, Arkansas, Porcupine, and Ella. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest. Going to try and get a hold of meteorologist Mace Michaels as well. We'll get him on the air with us as well. We'll have another update in about 6 minutes. We'll have another update in 6 minutes. Here's Blake Shelton. Sure, be cool if you did.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call. No pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling. That smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy bench seat and do a little bit of country song. Sure be cool if you did. You can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to
walking like a high wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy bed seat and do a little bit of country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, sure be cool if you did. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pepin, Pierce, Dunn counties. And we're going to have meteorologist Mace Michaels coming up. We're going to have the latest update on the weather with Mace. That's coming up next. First, here's Shania and Honey, I'm Home. It's 8:15.
This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, they're up my feet, getting something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back, my head's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a long day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, lift up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shania, Honey, I'm Home, 8:18. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Dunn, Pepin, and Pierce counties until 8:45. And joining us right now, Staff Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mace, this just kind of popped up out of nowhere. I was eating dinner, and all of a sudden I heard thunder, and then the EAS alert. But this is just an isolated storm. It's not a big line.
Yeah, thankfully it's just an isolated storm, but it is a storm that's been kicking out a lot of hail, Brian. Recently in Baldwin, some 1-inch to golf ball size hail, some ping pong ball size hail southeast of Baldwin, and I see a report just coming in a few minutes ago out of Spring Valley, also reporting a nickel size hail. It's come down a smidge in intensity, but from near Elmwood to Spring Valley is where the storm is situated now on radar, and it's dropping southeast at 35 miles an hour. So if you're downstream in the path of this, even including the Durand area, we'll have to see if it weakens or not. It's down a little, but it has produced some very large hail reports, Brian.
And what about winds? I know that the service I use, every now and then will show that it's showing circulation, and it pops that up on the radar, like it's doing exactly right now, just to the northwest of Elmwood. Is this one of these type of storms that you think could really actually spin up a tornado or not?
It's a low chance. It's kind of rooted up in the front and up above a little bit aloft. There was one report back in Star Prairie in St. Croix County where there was some golf ball size hail, and they said some strong winds as well. And when the storm developed back near New Richmond, I mean, several reports of a ping pong to golf ball size hail. But that's mainly been what we've seen out of it here in the last hour since it's crept up and developed there here in far west central Wisconsin, and now dropping a little further to the southeast. Let me switch over to wind velocity. There's a little bit of a wind shift there, but it's not a substantial one. And again, I think it's rooted more up aloft than it is down here at surface level. So not worried yet about anything tornadic, but we'll have to watch the one southwestern side there to see if anything spin-wise starts to get going.
And just, you know, when I, you know, spun out of the, or when I went out on the radar farther, I zoomed out. There's what I'm trying to say. This is really just kind of one isolated storm that just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
There, you know, that's kind of the case of tonight, too. There have been a few just little isolated cells. There were a couple with warnings in northern Wisconsin and a few over close to Green Bay and south of Green Bay. And then there's this one here pretty close to us. So it's one of those type of nights. Not a lot of cells out there. There's not a real favorable atmosphere to kick off a substantial amount of, increasing cells. But the couple that are out there having the heat, humidity, and the strength of the front to deal with. So strong enough to kick out the big size hail.
Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Dunn County, eastern Pepin County, eastern Pierce County until 8:45. Locations impacted: Durand, Elmwood's getting it right now. O'Galley, you're soon on the hit parade along with Plum City, Arkansas, Porcupine, and Ella. We're all going to be next in line here, but right now, at least from the radar, you're Elmwood or just to the west of Elmwood, it seems to be the worst right now, Mace?
Yeah, just to the west of Elmwood is where I'm seeing at least the strongest reflectivity, the strongest returns on the radar. Let me shift back over here to the hail product. It would be very close to Elmwood, between Elmwood and Spring Valley and west of Elmwood, where the largest indicator of hail, and it's saying potentially up to 2 inches in diameter. So we could be still dealing with some pretty large hail. And again, it's had several reports, history of hail an inch or up to golf ball size so far from New Richmond all the way down to Baldwin in the last hour.
And with this southeastern track, at least on my radar, Durand, we're right here in we're in the path of this, aren't we?
Definitely in the path of seeing the thunderstorm. Hopefully not in the path of the hail core that may just drop a little west of you, but we'll have to see what the trajectory ends up being. The main center will probably be pretty close to Plum City or just a little east of Plum City. But as typical with these type of thunderstorms, the hail, when it's thrown out aloft and where the structure of the storm builds, it's a little more on the east or northern side, depending on how, of course, the direction this storm is tracking. Most storms west to east. This one's tracking a little more northwest to southeast, so your hail core is up on the top side of it, riding a little more to the northeast and east. So that's why we've seen the reports out of Spring Valley and Elmwood and over towards Baldwin, and that'll put it very close to you and to just west of Durand if it holds on the same core.
And so, really, folks, again, my radar showing O'Galley, you're starting to see some rain. It's going to get heavier. Rock Elm, you're going to be getting hit pretty quickly here, or just at least get clipped. Plum City as well. Not yet. Nothing for you yet, but that's going to change. And then, really, along the Chippewa River as well, from Durand South, Arkansas and Porcupine and Ella, you folks need to... really get ready, get prepared for this storm as well. If you're at Holden Park Campground, you need to get to shelter here because it could go right over you as well if this storm continues on its track. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Dunn, eastern Pepin, and eastern Pierce counties until 8:45. Just a new update coming in. Ping pong ball size hail, 60 mile an hour wind gusts still being recorded by radar. They're saying the storm is again near Elmwood, 17 miles southwest of Menominee, moving southeast at 35 miles an hour. Again, Durand, Elmwood, O'Galley, Plum City, Arkansas, Weston, Porcupine, and Ella. We're all in the path of this storm, so we'll keep you up to date on that. Mace, thank you very much for an update. If we need another update, we'll just give you a ring, okay?
Sounds good. Yep, and if we hear of any further reports, of course, we'll pass those along as well.
That would be awesome. That's staff meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Dunn, Pepin, Pierce counties until 8:45. O'Galley, Plum City, Arkansas, Durand, Ella, Porcupine, all of those areas are in the path of this storm. Radar reports of ping pong ball size hail, 60 mile an hour wind gusts as well. It's 8:25.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Pepin, Pierce, Dunn counties. The National Weather Service radar showing the strongest part of the storm now crossing into far southwestern Dunn County and northeastern Pepin County, continuing to move to the southeast at 35 miles an hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Take cover.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. We were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move. I don't even know her name, I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my should say, may have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
next to me did say about the one that got away.
Son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
Has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wabusha County in southeastern Minnesota, northern Buffalo County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:29 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Durant, or 15 miles north of Wabusha, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Expected hazards include ping-pong ball-size hail and 60 miles per hour wind gusts. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near, around 8:50 p.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Gilmanton, Nelson, Maxville, Pioneer Campground, Mishimokwa, County Roads F and KK, and Rattlesnake Ridge. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9:15 p.m. for the following county, Buffalo, Wisconsin, and Wabusha, Minnesota.
Time and double dealing, mean the street.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Patty Loveless, Blame It On Your Heart, 834. Severe thunderstorm warning continuing for Pepin, Pierce, and Dunn counties. Now severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Wabasha and Buffalo counties. This in from the National Weather Service. Pepin County Emergency Management has reported ping pong ball-sized hail in Exile. Again, ping pong ball-sized hail has been reported in Exile with this severe thunderstorm that continues to move to the southeast at 35 miles an hour. Again, impacted Durand, Elmwood, O'Galley, Plum City, Arkansas, Porcupine, and Ella will be affected by this storm. And again, that severe thunderstorm warning has been extended now for northeastern Wabasha and northern Buffalo counties as well. Again, this is the same storm continuing to move to the southeast. Again, there have now been reports of ping pong ball size hail here in Pepin County as well. For those of you in the Elma area, you'll definitely want to take cover as well. Gilmanton, Nelson, Maxville, the Pioneer Campground as well. Also, highways, County Road F and County Road Double K as well, and Rattlesnake Ridge. Of course, Highway F is where our tower site is at. So, Mr. Gates 5, please... stay safe, I guess. We're going to be chatting with Mace Michaels here in just a couple minutes as well. He's working on some of the latest updates, but the radar is showing the heaviest part of these storms continuing to move into Pepin County. Really, right between Durand and Plum City is where the heaviest part of it stays on that track. And Durand, we could get clipped a little bit from some of this hail. But again, we have had some reports of ping pong ball size hail here in Pepin County. We're going to take a quick break, and then hopefully we're going to get Mace back on the phone to get another update as well. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Pepin, Dunn, Pierce counties until 8:45, and Buffalo and Wabasha counties now until 9:15. It's 8:37.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit adamssuperservice.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, 838. I'm Brian Winnikin. Severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for Dunn, Pepin, Pierce counties until 8:45. Buffalo and Wabasha counties until 9:15. We have reports of ping pong ball size hail in Exile. Staff meteorologist Mace Michaels joins us. Mace, it's getting dark and green here in Durand. I'm just saying, and it's starting to rain.
Sure. Probably the hail will stay west of you in Durand, but as you were just saying in Exile, the reports of hail to ping pong ball size, that was reported by your emergency management folks, Maria Nelson, and she said it was coming down for about 5 to 10 minutes. It just started to slow down about 5 minutes ago. So for a period of time, quite a bit of large hail back there north of Plum City and south of Elmwood near the Exile area. And as the storm is dropping to the southeast, just looking at where the hail core is now, it is probably just a little to the east of Plum City and about 10 miles west of Durand. So it's a pretty large hail likely as the storm continues to drop to the southeast.
Seems like it's also picked up a little bit of speed.
It has just a little bit, maybe closer to 40 miles an hour from the 30-35. It's still moving along at a healthy clip. And, of course, this storm has had a history of very large hail back with it. Nickel size in Spring Valley right at about 8:05. You get back to 7:45. This storm back in Baldwin was kicking out golf ball size hail. And then you go back about 45 minutes from there in New Richmond. Several reports in Star Prairie of hail, golf ball size, and even radar was trying to say a little larger than that. So I wouldn't be surprised that it's still kicking out some golf balls now, Brian, and that's obviously a big concern. I see a little bit of a wind shift on the radar, but it again doesn't look like a tornadic type cell. That's just probably a real healthy updraft, and that's not what you want to see when we're talking about a storm that's producing large hail. A lot of strength there in the low levels, pushing that hail up, keeping it up at the top of the thunderstorm cloud. And then once it finally gets too heavy, it just falls out. And here we are dealing with large hail. And again, Exile, inch and a half diameter size hail.
Talking with staff meteorologist Mace Michaels. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for southwestern Dunn, eastern Pierce, also Pepin County as well, until 8:45. That's probably going to get extended here. Also Wabasha and Buffalo counties until 9:15. But just looking at the radar, at least on my radar, between Durand and Plum City along Highway 10, that's probably not a good spot right now. I would even say just probably between Arkansas and Plum City is where it's really coming down.
Yeah, the hail core, let me shift back over to the other radar, is right over Highway 10. It's right about near Highway 10. Downstream in the Ella area, you will see this storm start to affect you very shortly. I mean, I'm sure you're hearing the rumbles of thunder, the lightning, and the wind might be picking up a little bit. The hail will be a little bit behind that. But Plum City to Ella now, and again along Highway 10, is the area that would have to be most concerned with the large hail. And I agree, they'll probably have to extend the warning at least for another 10 to 15 minutes there pretty close to you before it passes to the south and gets there into the next morning for Wabasha and Buffalo County.
Those of you along Highway P, Highway N in Pepin County, you are definitely going to want to be taking cover here right now. I just got another update. Also, just to the other side of the Chippewa River, right across along Highway 25, just to the south of Durand, right around the across from Porcupine, is also starting to see some of this bigger cell as well. Porcupine, at least with my radar, the cell is like practically on top of you right now, or darn close, and this just keeps moving to that southeast, right, Mace?
Yeah, it's still dropping southeast, 35 to 40 miles an hour, Brian, and from where you're saying that the core of it is, the hail is from where that is to a little east with the structure of the thunderstorm, and sometimes when that hail falls out, it can be lofted even a little bit ways away from the storm. So not to say that you're going to see the worst of that in Durand, but still, even 5 miles west of Durand, you could see some pretty strong wind gusts and even a little bit of hail if sometimes that's lofted out of the strong thunderstorm cloud.
So again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pepin County until 8:45. That's going to be, I just think that's, they're going to extend this here.
They just did, actually.
Okay, so it's been extended now until, well, let's see once this. Mine has an update.
In the Twin Cities has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for western Pepin County, southeastern Pierce County, until 9 p.m. At 8:43 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles east of Plum City, or 22 miles southwest of Menominee, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. Expected hazards include ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Durant, Pippin, Plum City, Porcupine, Allen, Arkansas. Seek shelter inside a well-built structure and stay away from windows. The storm is capable of producing damaging winds and large hail. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9 p.m. for the following counties in Wisconsin, Pepin and Pierce.
Five. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning extended now for Pepin and Pierce until 9 o'clock. Severe thunderstorm warning also in effect for Wabasha and Buffalo counties until 9:15. It's all the same storm that's causing the problems here. And staff meteorologist Mace Michaels joins us again. We had reports from Pepin County Emergency Management, ping pong ball size hail near Exile. And Plum City right now, at least on my latest run, is showing that they're kind of getting a pretty intense type of storm, a part of this storm right now, Mace.
Yeah, Plum City and just to the east of Plum City by about 5 to 6 miles is what's producing or at least the area where we'd be most concerned of where the large hail is. It should clear out of Dunn County in the next 10 minutes at the very most. But that, again, drive areas from along Highway 10, as we've been talking about, and extending on over from Plum City, shift back over again to the other radar here, Plum City and now down to around Ella, from just east of Plum City to about Ella is where that largest hail concern is. We were talking about Ella a little bit ago. The radar is saying almost up to 3 inches. I don't think it's quite that large, but definitely the potential is there for 2-inch diameter hail, which would be a little bigger than golf ball size. It's increased a little bit once again, it looks like, Brian.
And so the intensity has there's still enough fuel, even though we're getting close to sunset here, for this storm to kind of keep going?
I think this storm will keep on going. I don't see it collapsing until it's probably out of your listening area, once it drops southeast and out of Buffalo County. So and maybe just clipping a little bit by areas there close to Wabasha, but once it drops southeast of there, but it's showing no signs of a diminishing in intensity, and just the way the atmosphere is sitting tonight, it really doesn't have any reason to diminish, since it's, yes, fueling off the heat and humidity, but it's not rooted at ground level. It's rooted a little off the ground, which helps to produce the hail core, but also that's where the front is located, a little bit up aloft. So that's helping to sustain the storm.
Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pierce and Pepin County until 9 o'clock, Wabasha and Buffalo County until 9:15. And again, those of you in Buffalo County, Maxville, all along Highway 25, and also farther to the southeast, Wamondee, Elma, you're going to be affected by this storm shortly. If you are on Lake Pepin or on the Mississippi River, now's the time to head for harbor. Just saying, time, fishing's done. Let's go. Got to get in. We're having reports of ping pong ball size hail in parts of Pepin County earlier here with this storm. And we'll keep you up to date on the latest in the storm. Mace, thank you very much. And if anything, if we need to call you here in 10 minutes or so, we will do that with another update. Okay.
Sure. Yep. Definitely. If we get any other reports or, of course, if something changes, we'll let you know right away. But again, near the Ella area to Plum City, intense storm to say the least, Brian.
And Porcupine as well. Keep an eye to the sky. Take cover now with these severe thunderstorm warnings and with the ping pong ball size hail and the high winds too. 8:48. Here's Sarah Evans and Suds in the Bucket.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. Staring at the windows, garage.
happened here before.
Well, he must have been a looker, smooth-talking son of a gun.
You're such a grounded girl, to just up and run. Of course, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their window. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. To blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mel McDaniel, Baby Got Her Blue Jeans on 8:55. Severe thunderstorm warning continues for Pepin and Pierce counties until 9 o'clock and for Buffalo and Wabasha County until 9:15. As severe thunderstorms are continuing to move through Pepin County into Buffalo and Wabasha County, reports of ping pong ball size hail and 60 mile an hour winds are expected. Wabasha and Kellogg are being affected right now. Kellogg by about 9 o'clock for Wabasha and Buffalo counties. Other locations impacted will be Gilmanton, Nelson, Maxville as well. County roads F and double K. And looking at Weather Service radar, you bet. That's pretty much where a lot of this is happening, just to the south of Maxville, all along Highway 25, as well as where some of the strongest part of this storm is. Those of you in Nelson are going to be affected by these storms as well. Again, we've had reports of some ping pong ball size hail in Exile earlier this evening. I haven't received any updated reports yet, but if we receive those, we will let you know about that. Looking at the Weather Service radar, really along the Chippewa River, just to the south of Durand is where the hail is. It's that's where the worst of all of this is, and it kind of scrolls back up towards Porcupine and Ella as well, continuing to move to the southeast at about 40 miles an hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pierce and Pepin County until 9, and for Wabasha and Buffalo County until 9:15.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire. Kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay. A little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I'll get it that she never got to see. She won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to
to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug there.